We now get into the form for racing today, and Warren Huntley joins us to go through the Stony Creek program. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, Nath. Welcome back.
Thank you kindly. What do you make of Stony Creek today on the good four?
I think there's a couple of races we can really focus in on here. There's a couple of races that I think we can have a cup of tea, but I do think there's a couple of races we can make a dollar out of.
All right, well, let's have a look at race one. This is a maiden over 1,100, and you can take out runners 4 and 8. We've got number one, Brooklands, at $5, Eagle Point at $2.70, Sergeant Sam, $8.50. Then you're down to number nine, Orfinale, at $6, and the first starter, Single Zero, is a $9 chance.
Haven't seen much of Single Zero, something a while ago, some vision of some work, a jump out, look to go okay, just probably wary for any late market moves there. This is probably more a cup of tea race for me, Nards, but I thought Orfinale over-raced a bit, but I thought under the circumstances she raced pretty well last start. We've seen the format of that race hold up well with the winner Freehearted in stronger grade, and I just thought in an even race I'm going to go with nine. Orfinale, hit a two, Eagle Point, who's getting fitter for two runs back from a spell, just has that draw to overcome. Tongue Tie comes off today. Three Sergeant Sam will be rolling on the speed, get there without doing much work from an inside draw, and 11 Single Zero. I said just looking for some market moves there for the Richard Lemming train debutante. 9, 2, 3, 11.
9, 2, 3, 11 in the first. We go to race two. This is for three-year-olds over 1,100. You can take out runners 3, 5, 6, 10, and also the 14. Now we've got a few first starters that kick off here that are in the market. Look, we've got the one Cash Raider at 8.50, 4 Honor Pendragon at 9.50, Lux Interior at 3.50. Real Reward is the current favourites being placed first up at $2.30, and then you're down to number 13, Neurotic, who's a $9 chance.
Only first starter I haven't seen is number 11, Strong Influence. I do think it's a good race for Real Reward. He had a few wayward tendencies earlier in his career. I thought he ran well first up recently, and importantly, he seemed to race a bit more attractively. I think it's a good race for 9, Real Reward, and he's clearly the one to beat for me. Lux Interior's been jumping out quite nicely, a quiet jump out, and one tested a little bit more, just did to show a little bit of a turn-up speed. There was that meeting, obviously, at Mornington that we lost, but there's been a few options for Henry Guy to debut Lux Interior over this weekend, and he settled on this race. And I thought that John McArdle, trained debutants, have both jumped out nicely at Balnarring recently. I put them in order of 1, Cash Raider, ahead of 4, Honor Pendragon. Looks a nice race for 9. Ahead of 7, 1 and 4.
So 9, 7, 1 and 4 in the second. Look, the third event, here you can take out number 15. We've got number 1, Ciccone at $9, $8.50 for Cousin Muscles. Then you're down to $3 for number 9, Annunciate, and favourite is number 14, Endless Rose at $2.50.
I think the market's identified the main chances. Now, I'm working around numbers 14 and 9 here. I thought in a race where the pressure went on a fair way out, last start, Endless Rose stuck to her task well and staying at the 1,600 metres here, but I think she'll just be stronger the line, might even be able to settle a little bit closer. I don't think they'll string out anywhere near as much here, although Will I Be's in the race that set that tempo last start, but does have the blinkers off. On with 14, Endless Rose, ahead of 9, Annunciate. He just couldn't get into the race last start, but that was behind Keane over 1,400 metres. That form's held up well, and the previous run was really solid. So I think with two runs under the belt and a nice score and up to 1,600 metres, Annunciate's the main danger. 1, Ciccone, comes through the same race as Endless Rose last start, as does 8, Will I Be, and gets the blinkers off, might settle a little bit better. 14, 9, 1 and 8.
14 from 9, 1 and 8 in race 3. We go over to the fourth now. This is over 1,100, where number 11 is out. We've got number 1, Little Bit of Spunk at 3.80, down to Buckler at 6.50, 8.50 for Tycoon Felix, Venator is at 5.50, and you've got Keep Courting, who's a $5 chance.
Not a lot of value right throughout the program, but I'm happy to have something each way on 6 Venator here. That's what I think's a little bit of value. Cindy Alderson on with the Summer Breakfast Boys this morning, just explaining that a little bit of a different approach to this preparation, keeping him on the fresh side. Thought his first up run was terrific behind Holy Seal, and Boo Radley's come through that race to win. Moves up to 1,100 metres here, and it doesn't look to be a race that has as much depth. He'll probably want a little bit further later in the preparation, but he'll be strong late, and he looks to be reasonable speed. Going with 6 each way, head of 10, Innocent Lily. She's had a really good jump out since her most recent run. I think she can improve and worth including at odds. 1, Little Bit of Spunk will be making his own luck somewhere near the speed, and Paul Buckler resuming from a long spell, but a recent jump out of Balnarring was encouraging. 6-10, 1-4.
So we go 6 from 10, 1-4. Race 5, first leg of the quaddy, no scratchings. We've got number 2, Ananga Wooker at 5, $7 for Rosti. Bubba's Call at 5.50, 4.20 Seductive Miss. And then you're down to the last start winner, the favourite in Chloe Bell, who's at $3.30.
Even races, as the market suggests, Nards. I'm going to go with 4, Bubba's Call. He got the favours getting up on the inside last start to win and hadn't been a regular winner prior to his last two starts, but seems to have just got in that really good vein of form, and from an inside draw, I'd even be lucky enough to get a similar run darting through on the inside, or if Jamie Mott chooses to come off the inside and look for that clear galloping room. I think he'll run well at 1,700 metres, 4 ahead of 9, Chloe Bell. If you come through that race where we'll get a bit of a handle on the form earlier on in the day, where Endless Rose goes around, that really solidly run race that we referenced, Endless Rose goes around in a maiden. Chloe Bell looked to be in trouble a fair way out, but stuck to her task well. Importantly, the blinkers go on today, just might sharpen her up that little bit. 2, Ananga Wooker gets a nice run from the draw, and he's going well, should be close to peak fitness now. And 6, Magma Lou, I put him as next best. I think his best opportunity might to be roll forward and just try and maintain a gallop. He doesn't really have a great change-up in speed, but he does keep going at that one back. 4, 9, 2 and 6.
So we go 4 from 9, 2 and 6. Race 6 is a 58 over 1,000. Take out runners 3 and 5. Now we've got number 2, Henning, at 480. Bed Talk, who's resuming at 250. Vicious at 550. Written Consent, who resumes at 7.50, Dark Ensign is a $6 chance.
Looks to be enough speed in the race for Bed Talk to be able to settle off the speed and work home now. Vicious and others, Russian Rick with the blinkers on, probably rolls forward. Two starts back, Bed Talk went around in a race behind Lavendi, which you'd think's got to be pretty good form reference for a benchmark 58. That was at benchmark 64 level, and then didn't better run a home, but was only 3.5 lengths behind Ultra Smart, who was unlucky at Caulfield. Yesterday I heard Nick Quinn and Matty Welsh talking that it was a terrific jump out at Balnarring recently to get Bed Talk ready to head back to the races. And best of the day for me, number 4, ahead of 2, Henning, who's going well for the new stable and should get a nice run from the draw. 6, Vicious was good, beaten by a John McArdle runner first up recently. John McArdle could probably give us a guide as to how Strella and Bed Talk line up, with Strella getting the better of Bed Talk there. I think Bed Talk will have the better of Vicious as well. And I thought 12... Russian Rick, with the blinkers on, that gear change has worked well for the horse before. Might be able to improve on his second up run. Like 4, ahead of 2, 6 and 12.
So 4, 2, 6, 12. We go to race 7. Fillies and mares over 1,000. Runners 2, 3, 8 and 13 all are out. 1, Watch Me Blush at 5. Something Violet at 2.70. Northern River 6.50. 4.80, Hope You Don't Mind. Tanea is at $4.20.
I want to have a few with me in this leg of the quaddy, Nards. I do think that Tanea, with the blinkers on, Cindy Alderson with a good hand going to the races at Stony Creek today, can run well. She was only narrowly beaten, made good ground down the outside last start. Just the run in transit probably just cost her. The blinkers on may well be the key to getting her back into the winner's stall. Number 7, Tanea. I like the way Hope You Don't Mind's trialling. Quickest jump out of the morning at Balnarring recently, rode the speed and ran well. No knock at all on Something Violet. Resuming here, a debut win at Moonee Valley tells you that she can run well on the fresh side and probably ended her campaign last time in with a good run. Just wonder whether she's quite going as well enough. Haven't seen a recent trial, but the solid market support, good draw, and a Moonee Valley winner. She obviously comes into a 58 pretty well. And 1, Watch Me Blush, next best. 7.641.
7.641, and we go to race 8. You can take out number 3. We've got the 1, Presentia, at 4.60. Favourite is number 2, Game Up Hardy, at $4. 7 for Riley's Rockets. Kalalo is at $4.40. Then down to number 10, Ali's Reward at 8.
Yeah, don't really like the race, Nards, but we've got to try and narrow it down at the last leg of the quaddy. Game Up Hardy loomed into the race last start and ran well at Mornington. Relatively quick backup and didn't have a tough run. Probably held up a little bit at the turn into the home straight. Maybe could have finished a little bit closer. Limited horses like this probably can't cope with that real stopping momentum and then have to pick up again. I'm going with him ahead of Inkulu. I think will be the improver back in distance and under firm ground here. I think Inkulu's probably hard and fit now for runs over 2,000 and 2,200. I think coming back to 1,600 is a positive. Presentia's probably one of the better graded horses on the day. Been running in benchmark 70s and 64s, gets into a 58 with the claim. Just like to see him going that little bit better in the tougher races. And 5, Kalalo. Good run first up, just whether back to 1,600. 1,600 metres is a knock, maybe looking for a little bit further, but will be strong weight. 2,615.
So two from 6, 1, and 5 in that event. And then we have a look at the last, there we have a look at our best roughy quaddie and player of the day. What are you keen on?
Gee, I was fumbling looking for a ninth race there. Nas, I thought I'd missed one. I'm going to go with Bedtalk as my best, race 6, number 4. And race 4, number 6, just swap the numbers around for Venator as my value. For the quaddie, first league, 2, 4, 6, and 9. Second league, 4 only, that's Bedtalk. Third league, 1, 4, 6, and 7. And home with numbers 1, 2, 5, and 6. And I'm going to play a running double out of Bedtalk as my player of the day in the two middle legs of the quaddie. So race 6, number 4, 1 out into numbers 4, 6, and 7, race 7, the second leg.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, Warren, and we'll talk more tomorrow.
Thanks, Doug.